are these? I wanted cha-cha heels. I told you cha-cha heels. Black ones. You've ruined Christmas.
Please, Don. Not on Christmas.
Get off me. Lay off me. It's the Coffee House on 4 Culture Radio. I'm the artist D. And that is Anne Marie. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I could have done with a pair of cha-cha heels, though.
I have the visual in my head. Woman's under the tree, knocked out. Knocked down. It's good.
The tree is falling on her. That's a little bit of female trouble for our viewers. A great John Waters holiday classic, if I say so myself.
Everybody should watch.
Yes, get all the John Waters films. If you haven't, you should. Amen. It's December 22nd, 2019. How are you?
I've got the cat behind me. I have like a wrapping spread going on. And the cat's in it. So you're going to be hearing shit being knocked over and torn. It's my cat.
The cat is being wrapped.
Tis the season.
To be wrapping. So you're making, is this like Santa station right now or just random people?
Okay. Yeah, and we also have my son's birthday tomorrow. Look, everything's just being smashed.
Oh, that's
so we have back-to-back events.
Oh, you have a child who has a Christmas birthday.
Yeah.
Which is like a pain in the ass.
I try to keep them separate, which is why everything is the way it is.
You're a good mother.
Am I? Yeah. How good am I when I can't pay the mortgage afterwards? Oh, at least we have items to wear.
That sounds like a good mother. Gifts, no mortgage.
Fine.
Might be out on the street, but you got your goddamn socks and underwear, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
And your chunk of coal in your sock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually got a lot of gummy sushi items. It was an accident. I don't know why that happened.
Gummy sushi item. Those two words don't seem to go together.
It's like it looks like little sushi, but it's all gummy stuff.
Oh. So kind of like a Swedish fish, but not.
Yes, but shaped like sushi.
Is this was this like the leftover bin at CVS, or did he actually want it?
This is from Five Below. They've got strange candy, and I went for it.
That's fabulous. I love these candy stores now, like the giant candy. Like, there's a store downtown that sells enormous packages of everything.
Yeah, and it's the retro thing is coming back. Or you, the old school candy.
You can get a gummy bear as big as your head.
Yes. Who doesn't? I don't know how I feel about those.
I don't know because I haven't, but
such a thing is just brutal. It's like we must decapitate it now.
Yeah, I feel like I would
ingest it.
I wouldn't finish it, and I probably wouldn't enjoy it. But when it's like, you know, a gigantic box of Swedish fish, you know, not, you know, normal size Swedish fish, then you're okay. Because that lasts you a lifetime, or at least a year, or a half a year for some people.
I don't think, I'm trying to think, I haven't had Swedish fish in a long time, or anything gummy. It's been a long time.
It's just a Pennsylvania thing. I like the Swedish fish, because you see, that's the gummy consistency. It doesn't get stuck. It's not gummy. It's kind of this fleshy. The fleshy gummy Clarice. Yes. It's a nice Chianti.
That's great, Clarice.
It's always a wonderful day at the coffee house.
Oh, it is.
It's winding down. We're right up against Christmas. Like Santa up against Rudolph. We're there.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Isn't that it? Christmas is on Wednesday? Thursday?
Yes.
Tuesday?
Wednesday, a few days away.
Wednesday, just a few days away. So you're in wrapping mode. I'm done. I'm done. I'm just completely.
You're just done. You've had it.
We've had all the parties. We've done all the things. We've socially exhausted me for a week. That was last week before the other show.
Are you sick of food? You're just done.
That's a loaded question to ask me. I don't know if one is ever sick of food. I'm sick of that food because it's nothing that I would normally eat. You know, you go to all these parties with the hors d'oeuvres, the meatballs,
yeah,
on sticks, passed around by waiters and people touching them and coughing and breathing.
Right when they put things on sticks, it becomes fancy. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You want that meatball on a stick? $200.
Yeah.
We're going to
chicken on a stick.
Cut up some chicken, put it on a stick, smear it with peanut butter. $400. Like,
and
why?
Diarrhea later on.
Why did
Thank you,
you put,
so much.
Why are you putting peanut butter in my chicken? And then they're like, no, that's the whatever.
That's the Thai special, yes, something or other.
The
yeah.
Thai sachet, something.
Which they're not doing properly, so it's basically peanut butter. Yeah.
Horrible.
Good try.
Good try. So I'm hoping for a nice quiet Christmas. Because no, there's no presents, there's no nothing like that. It's just me and some nog.
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, there's no gifts for me. We don't do any big exchanges here. It's all about the kid.
Well, and when there is a kid, I guess that's what it's all about. The kid.
It's about the obnoxious display of shit under the tree.
Well, and when there is a kid, especially a teenage kid, you can't afford to have anything else. Because, you know, they want everything.
The gifts got more expensive. Summon a bitch.
I'm
but it's all right.
Sit there with my sock, my empty sock.
No.
I got a beautiful customized Christmas stocking this year.
But you got to fill it.
I know. That's why it's so pretty. I've got to fill it. My wonderful friend, who's clearly listening right now, handmade. And it'll be on Instagram.
Very nice.
Soon. Yeah, handmade. This gothic, gorgeous sock. Ever since that show, now I'm calling them socks.
Socks.
Because that was our feedback on Twitter. It's a sock.
But it really is a stocking because of the length. Come
That's right.
on.
We looked it up. And then on Thursday, that's the day after Christmas.
The day after.
I will be on Cotola Chronicles Roll Call from the Bone Garden.
Ah, the annual treat.
The annual treat next Thursday at 6 PST, 9 PM otherwise.
Okay. I will be tuning in.
It's live, so you get to hear me live the day after Christmas with Mr. Frank Cotolo, and we're running down the list of the dead again.
There's a lot. There's always a lot.
It's a lot. And there's a lot like this last month. Like, I pay attention to this throughout the year because of the show. And this month, December, it's like one after the other, some very namely names were being dropping down.
Yeah. The poor guys who left the earth, you know, in January and February are forgotten. So, you know, remember them, please.
Right. Which is why we do the show. It's all out of respect, even though we have a whole lot of fun. One day I'll do a montage because I've been doing this for 11 years. This is our 11th
That's
year.
That's a long time.
That is a long time to go down running the roll call from the Bone Garden. We're just so happy every year that we're not on the list.
I'm knocking on wood. Oh my god.
As we all are. Cause it's a joke every year, but one day
one day it's like, oh shit. Oh shit.
and just nobody talks about what happens then, but you know, tune in and find out.
Yes.
Oh my god. Well, I saw you.
I'll be tuning in.
You got your and that's at, I guess I should pimp further, CotolaChronicles.blogspot.com is where you can go. So,
yes.
And if not, just check the Twitter and...
The tweeter.
And
I'll check the tweeter.
I'll put a link up there, and I'm sure Frank will put a link up there, so I might put it in the Instagram, I don't know.
The Instagram. Let's just put articles in front of every freaking word.
Absolutely. I can do a story because we're doing those now. Those are fun, even though I still don't understand why.
it's more like, hey, is this going to go away? Come look at me. And
it goes away. It goes away. I'm not a fan of anything that goes away.
Yeah, you know.
We create for, you know, posterity and stuff.
But, you know, sometimes it's not always that great. So it's kind of nice when it does disappear.
True.
Like, wow, that was awful. Thank God it's going to be gone. You know?
Although making the children of today far more or far less paranoid, you know, just give them a vessel that they think goes away.
True.
And they'll just do everything and say all the bad things and then...
Everything's forever.
Everything is forever. Especially if you have a following. Then they'll screen cap it. They'll video it.
Oh, God.
And they've got all those kids these days now. They put up... This was this week. I think it was Ariana Grande was saying the N-word when she was 12 or something. One of those people. I don't know. All pop stars blend together. Yeah. But then they put up the TMZ with Justin Bieber when he was 12 singing N-word songs.
Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, crushing on these people.
For what they did, you know, 20 years ago. 20 years ago. You know.
And I don't know. And they even said, you know, well, Bieber was kind of famous. He was on YouTube. No, he was still being raised by racist people, apparently.
But you know, we're not allowed to evolve and change and learn or grow, right?
Never. Never.
You said that at 12, that's what you are. That's what you do.
Exactly. Your parents, it sucks. Your parents nor your surroundings had nothing to do with it.
Pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass. We disagree on Coffee House, in case you are wondering. Because you can grow and you can be fabulous.
And yeah.
You know, you don't know. You don't know when you're 12. You just hear all your family at the reunion talking shit.
That's right.
And they think it's funny and that's all you got. Whether you're on YouTube or not, Justin Bieber.
A lot of shit my kid says that I'm like, oh, you're going to die. You know, but I know he's going to grow and change and be his own person. Right now he's trying to fit in with the crowds.
Right.
And they're not the best crowds sometimes. And they're not saying the best things to get into these crowds. It's life.
That is life. And it's hard to find the right crowd when you're 13 and... going through all the things.
You find your crowd when you're in your 30s. You're like, yes, finally.
Yes, when the crowd becomes your tribe.
Yeah.
Even though that's a bad word this century as well. Tribe.
Is it?
They don't
I
like
use
that.
Tribe regularly. I didn't know it. That.
I think in the art world, we're just so attracted to it in a good way. Once again, it always comes down to context. So tribe for us has always been like that art tribe. You're finding.
You know, it's like about camaraderie. It's about like, you know, that you're just related and. By what you do and what you like and what, I don't know. What the hell's wrong with everybody? Stop ruining things.
Stop ruining things. Everything we say is wrong. It's okay. If you know
I like my tribe.
Just know us, yeah. And our tribes are everything because that's what we look for all our lives, our tribe.
Yeah.
But see, normal people, they think tribe is like, you know, a group of white people in a boring room.
Yeah, sometimes it's that.
I'm more like, you know, no, it's a bunch of freaks and drag queens and all sorts of people. Read the books I post on Instagram. That will help them.
Read the books. You make now I got to read? Jesus.
I know. I've been posting a lot of books on Instagram lately because I'm finishing up a lot here, end of the year. I finally finished the Leonardo da Vinci book.
Oh, but, Jesus. When did you start that?
Literally. And I didn't even want to post this because...
47 years ago.
Exactly. It's 550 pages.
It's a brick.
It's a real brick and a real 500 pages. Like, the words are not... The font is not bigger. It's not smaller. It's a normal friggin' book. I had to look up the order history to find out when I started it. It was literally 2 years ago.
Wow. Oh, I'm surprised.
It was October.
Well, I mean, you're the big reader, so like, I'm not surprised because it took so long because it's a huge freaking book, but oh my God.
Well, and I have to defend that it's because I read 20 books at a time.
Do you really? And your brain can separate what happens in each thing?
They're like television shows. Yeah.
You're amazing.
when I this started this season literally, with books, I had maybe 10 books, paper books going, and then I have about 5 audiobooks that I go back to, and I switch, and sometimes I'll just sit there because it's so, I'm so hyper ADD, ADP, AD, AD something, LMNOP, QRS, and LGBT, and the BLT. And I'll just, I'll literally read 3 pages, and then I'll go to the next book, and I'll read 3 pages from that book, and then I'll go to the next book. And
holy
And my leg is bouncing because I'm impatient and I want to do something, but I know I need to absorb all of this information.
Wow.
It's quite the sight.
But that's the same reason why I can't make it through a book. I'm like, I read 3 pages. I can't do anything else. I just can't. Yes. And then I go right to audio.
Yeah. And then I do the audio when I can't read. So I'm walking, I'm doing weights that you hate me for, and
show off.
Getting ready, driving, then that's all the time for the audiobooks. So, and there's been a lot, and they've all been the perfect combination of topics that just tell me how to use my body and soul and how the white man has destroyed us into doom. And yeah, it's great.
That's a nice read.
It is. So, and I put the 4 of them, the perfect, it's not a trifecta. Is that a 4-fecta? What is that? It's a fantastic 4.
It's a fecta.
I put the fecta on Instagram. So, and you can get all those on Audible, of whom don't sponsor us yet.
Yes, one day. One day. Audible, Spotify. I can't wait.
Me too. You had a real Christmas party last week.
I did.
The office. I did. It was like the office party.
The office bash of the century.
Which I loved because you designed the flyer and told everyone RuPaul would be there, and I just adored
RuPaul
you for
was
it.
Not there. I figured it, we put it into the universe, he would just show, and he didn't.
In fact, I saw the story with your son looking at the poster like, where's RuPaul?
Like, what the fuck? And Deepak Chopra was supposed to come too. He didn't come either.
Well, you know, we can try. Sometimes you manifest, sometimes you don't.
But it was a fun night.
Looked exhausting.
It went on late and it really knocked me out. I'm like, I can't stay out till 11. I'm an old lady.
And you didn't even drink.
No, I didn't
drink.
And
yet you still wake up. That's the thing about this age.
Like, you know, it was salty food. It was just stuff you don't normally eat. They just...
It's true. That's how I felt a couple days. Like, my joints were just so inflamed thanks to the sugar and everything.
That's
else.
Nice.
Because sugar is poison, people. We're all going to die. We're all going to die.
I had a lot of, I had some sandwiches, and someone brought jerk chicken, which was like the beautiful thing.
Was it a potluck?
Not like, you know. Not really, no. But we have a lot of our pressmen are from Jamaica, so we ask for the authentic shit to come to the party, and they bring it. Mm. I don't want diluted white people jerk chicken. I want good jerk chicken, and they bring it.
Authentic jerk.
And, like, it's fire and fabulous.
Mm. That is fabulous.
Good stuff. They made it mild one year, and I'm like, dude, you're killing me. Come on.
Well, so, I enjoyed all of that. I enjoyed all the photos. The Santa was epic. Everybody was having
a good
time.
An actual Santa suit this year. Usually it's a red tablecloth with a hole in it.
Moving up.
Got,
the budget.
I know, like, wow.
Good
look
budget
at this
year.
I kind of missed the tablecloth.
It's a certain kind of Santa. It really is.
Very fancy. Classy. Yes. What do you expect?
You know, we do what we can.
It's a lovely evening out, and now I'm done. You know, that's it.
I'm done. Well, I'm just as I healed from the holiday parties, and then yesterday had a whole other experience that I was just exhausted with. I did visit somebody in the hospital. And I haven't done that in a while. So this is, but as an alien, you know, it's very fascinating.
As an alien, yes.
With
all the beep beep.
Yeah. As an extra special extraterrestrial, I am fascinated. So it wasn't bad. It was just the bureaucracy of the paperwork of everything.
Yes.
And
it takes forever.
The slowness. It was crazy, but it gave me a lot of time. I mean, I read.
You read. Yeah. Well, surprise. Wow.
Read out in the parking lot. And then the amount of male nurses and other people who get changed in the parking lot.
Really?
Amazing. I had no idea. I've never seen it before, but so many.
Wow.
I'm just sitting there.
I
and
wonder
suddenly,
why.
Guy pulls up and it, literally like a full change, like pants, shirt in his trunk. He was brushing his teeth out of his trunk. It was very interesting.
Oh, well, hey, was he pretty?
Oh, they were all pretty.
Was he lovely?
Lovely. Absolutely.
Sounds like a great day to me.
It turned out to be for me. Everybody else wasn't having a very good time, but I make the most of it.
Eye candy. That's nice.
And then there was a man who was dressed as an elf, and he was changing out of his elf costume because clearly he didn't want to drive home like that.
He's done with this shit.
He's done with this shit. But that was a treat. It's all a treat.
I think that's great.
I am the Blanche Devereaux of Coffee House. I can't. Everywhere I go, and all the male nurses, you know, they're just being customer service friendly, and they're smiling at me, and I'm like, oh, hello. So
hey,
let's go.
You
have
could
a coffee.
Have faked illnesses and been touched, dude. What's the matter with you? Missed opportunities.
Could you feel my forehead, please? I'm feeling a little warm, but it could be you.
Let's find out.
while it was exhausting, I had to come home and take a nap, but it was still, you know, fun for me.
I never have exciting times at the hospital. It's always boring as hell.
It could be.
I don't get nudity and, you know, hotness.
It really could be the coastal thing. Once again, the differences. Because I am used to the East Coast hospital, and those were boring, and nobody got changed in the parking lot. It's too cold.
Man. We do have nice cafeterias, though. I've noticed that we have a very eclectic selection of food.
That's good. That is one thing I noticed. I mean, I haven't been really, thankfully, involved in that establishment for a long time. So to compare it to like 20 years ago, it was, you know, so run down and just the cafeteria, and it was that cliche of everything. But looking around, I'm like, wow, they have a coffee bar. They've got a gift shop. It's
hey. Cool. Hey.
Hey. Got a big lobby. I mean, and it felt a little clean, which was nice. Because I was very upset about the germs, because, you know, hospitals have germs.
Yeah.
But when you rationalize it, really, how much more germs do they have than, you know, McDonald's or a library?
No,
or
they've got, like, more extravagant germs. Like, it's like, you know, tuberculosis could be anywhere
well,
in there.
It depends on where you wander.
We don't need that.
Yeah.
Plague, you know.
Yes, I was asking the nurses on the floor, I'm like, so what goes on here? And they're like mostly pediatric, and I'm like, okay, I could deal with that. But like, if you put me on the tuberculosis floor, that would not be good.
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Yes,
those are things you want to stay away from.
Any of that. And they have, you know, the little stations with the antiseptic hand stuff.
Yes.
But now I hear that doesn't really work unless you like really like you've got to use it for like 5 minutes to actually make it effective.
You need like the Silkwood showers.
Yes. Yes. Just have an option for a hazmat suit. Would cause more beautiful men to get changed, and it would be even more delicious. This good God. My
awesome. This,
only I would have a story. A good story.
A good story about
and like a pickup hotness. Like a pickup story at the hospital. I
at
am
the hospital.
Blanche DeGro, I'm telling you.
I don't get that. That's just.
But you know, you can
another
find
area
them.
In my life where I'm lacking. D. I know.
You gotta come with me next time. I'll find. Shit. We'll find
let's
the men.
To, let's go to the hospital let's go together. To the
hospital, get a coffee, and pick up some guys.
All right. Okay. You'll get them. I'm not gonna get anything. So sad.
You never know.
Ugh, you always get the ones you don't want.
True.
You know, the Cyclops.
The Cyclops.
Or whatever. That's what you get.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that is, we're not going to go and tell you. It's just it's a type of man that you just don't want to get.
I got a list.
That's another show.
Our January show. People you really don't want to be with.
But you can get them anywhere, which leads us to our first story.
Uh-oh.
Talk about horsey sauce. A Missouri church leader tried to pay for sex on Grindr with an Arby's gift card. He was trying to lure the beefcakes with the meats.
Did he get it? He's got the meats.
Got the meats. A Missouri...
Did he get any takers?
It sounds like I was confused with this article. Like he might have, but then someone reported him. But then you think, did they report him because of the gift card or because they figured out he was a Missouri church leader?
They totally reported him because of the gift card. They don't care.
The gays were offended. Leader. Yes. Like, daddy, don't give me that. No.
No. but it's the meats. No,
it's the meats. Yes, don't you fellas like the meats? I hear this guy in my head. He's one.
I mean, what's the like, what kind of gift card would be?
He's a Ned Flanders.
Okay.
Type. Well, he was using the handle DILF, D-I-L-F.
DILF. What is the D?
Dad.
Dad, I'd like to. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh man, that's great.
57 years old. His real name is Barry Cole Poynier, in case anyone wants to know. He tried to bed hot college age guys by offering to pay for gas, clothes, and roast beef sandwiches. He is a Church of Christ elder.
Is it a bad thing?
That's the question. It's illegal, but is it a bad thing? That's really the question.
I don't know. You need laundry done. You need a meal.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're, you know, a hot college-age guy. A student reported him, and a cop went undercover on the app.
Oh, yeah.
So what I hear this about, what is about those meats, DILF, tell me.
How much was this gift card? I want details. Like, how much was the card for?
I'm not seeing a
Can it be
amount.
Used at any location?
Exactly. Oh, it was a gift card, not a coupon. It's like, here's your coupon book. Thank you.
That sucks.
Pull ahead.
It's always the clergy, man.
Always the clergy.
It's not the first time we've heard about this
not
crap.
At all. Not at all. He had allegedly sent the officer a message saying he would love to have a sugar daddy relationship, then offered to fill up his gas tank in exchange for sexual favors on December 3rd. And if the younger guy was willing, he said he might. Throw in an Arby's gift card. Depending upon your skills and your talent.
That could have been the swing thing, or the swing vote right there. Right. Like, well, Arby's, yeah, gotta do it.
Got my gas tank filled, but... And then he was greeted by the officers at the gas station when he tried to flee.
Oh, an actual meetup.
So they met up. So that was the whole, like, scenario. He's like, hey, babe, I'll fill up your gas tank. Meet me down at the Chevron.
Shit. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he told police he was not doing anything with a minor. He was only trying to help by offering gifts to men.
He should have been at the hospital parking lot. He should have had more luck.
Exactly.
Damn.
Charged with patronizing prostitution and faces up to 6 months in prison. So keep that in mind, people. You can't offer Arby's gift cards on Grindr. It's got to be all a natural hookup. You cannot patronize prostitution.
I've never been to Arby's.
Never.
I don't think there's one opening up near me, but I don't think I've ever.
Wow. That was like in small town Bucktooth, PA. That was the choice for a moment. Was it for a good fancy roast beef sandwich?
Man,
you got to try that out. Although now I go and it's crap, like crap. I mean, no offense to Arby's. We love you, but it's like it's like sloppy. And I think I used to like that back in the day, but now it's just like, I mean, it's like dripping with every possible sauce you could want. And for me to say that, because we know I love a good sauce. Grinder aside.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about like a wet sandwich. I don't know. Like, here's your moist treat.
I had gone like, it was like last year and I hadn't gone for, you know, a decade or something. And I was really excited. And I remember it was like a fried or grilled hot chicken sandwich. But the chicken was like dunked in hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. And,
Did
they dunk the bread too? Like the whole thing?
No, it's just, it's the way it's supposed to be, but just too much sauce. And so it was like dripping with the hot sauce. And then they put like tons of mayo on it, or a mayo type substance. And then it's sloppy because it's got a lot of lettuce. Like they do shredded lettuce. So it's just like a head of lettuce thrown on there. And it's, you just can't eat it safely without making a gigantic mess. And even the curly fries, because they were like famous with the curly fries. Even that didn't taste as good to me anymore. I really like a good Jack in the Box curly fry.
I've never had Jack in the Box. I know. The show is over.
That's it. Yes, we're going home. We're done here.
I don't think that's not around me either.
Wow. I mean, you're not missing anything. And there I can speak ill of Jack in the Box. There,
we've got, you know, stuff. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Popeyes.
Did you do the Popeye's chicken sandwich that's driving everyone batshit?
I didn't.
I didn't do that either. Because they can't get in. It's still, the cars are still wrapped around the block to this day.
That's nuts.
But Jack,
I don't have a Chick-fil-A near me, but I don't know.
Oh, no.
Talking about your fries.
It's okay.
It's depressing. Okay.
But Jack in the Box, for the sandwich, they always taste like it's like a plastic creation. I never appreciate it.
Plastic creations.
Yeah. Something about the bun. It's just kind of meh.
Meh.
Meh. So don't horse around with an Arby's gift card on Grindr. That's the moral of today's story.
Nay.
Nay.
I feel bad for the guy.
The things some people will do for curly fries. And some meat. But yeah, I feel bad for him too. More so because, you know, poor guy, he's stuck in his Missouri Church of Christ. And all he wants to do is have a little fun.
Just a little bit.
With some hot college guys. And honestly, I mean, there's a picture of him here. He looks like he could be a fun guy. Like, you know, that he'd be a funny DILF. He does fit the DILF. I mean, not like a sexy DILF, but like, yeah, more like a GILF.
But yeah, but he's not like a grotesque beast, right? No. He's like, okay. Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah, he's got the salt and pepper hair, a nice pastor smile. He looks like he's got the pastor smile. It's a thing.
Oh, that makes it, all right, yeah. Hi, kids.
Hi, yes. Why don't I just fill up that tank for you, and then we can head over to Arby's, okay? And then maybe we can go back to
kind of like Mr. Rogers.
Yes. And then
same idea.
We'll go back to the parish and have a nibble.
Have a nibble. Yeah, let's have a nibble. With my meat. Yes.
That's Anne Marie's movie. Then something busts through the wall with the meats. Yes. Like the Kool-Aid man. Just.
Oh yeah.
It's been a week between that. Our president got impeached.
Yeah, that too. Oh yeah.
Fun. Yeah, that happened. That's the thing that happened. I don't have much to say other than I'm amazed that people are like, it's over. He's going to prison. You know, like, no.
He's going not. Nowhere.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, whatever.
Be on his record forever. He'll never get another job. Yeah, until he gets reelected.
That's fine. What's the next topic? What? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing we can do about exactly. It. It is what it is.
Yes. Well, to the viewers who said any happy, exciting, rejoicing reactions, just go read Animal Farm 1984 and watch V for Vendetta, and then you'll be caught up.
You'll get it.
Moving right along to Cats.
I'm a little pissed at Cats right now.
Why? What's going on with the Cats?
You know, breaking news is Universal Studios wants to kind of reissue the movie with some edits.
Oh my God.
I guess I didn't read the article in full because I kind of said, what the fuck? And then I had to share it on Twitter. But I guess the people don't like how those cats are looking, and they want to fix. They're not getting good reviews of this thing, which kind of makes it magical for me. Like, that makes you want to see it more.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, leave it be, especially with with something like this. It's like the Sonic the Hedgehog thing.
Yeah, where
they had to take it back and redo the fur or whatever. And it's done, people. It's a bad movie. You're Hollywood. You've released.
They wanted improved visual effects. What does that mean?
I love that it was said that he had to work further on the famous digital fur technology. And then he was just making more tweaks to the digital fur technology.
Wow.
You know, we don't have free health care or a woman in the White House, but thank baby Jesus we have digital fur technology.
But you know what? We have these Disney movies where the animals themselves are talking. Why couldn't we do that with the Cats movie?
I don't know, and I agree. And I think they should have made it like the Broadway thing. Do that.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better.
Because that was people dressed up in cat suits, not looking like cat porn.
They still wore the body suits, but they had more hair. Like, it was this is just like they weird
had,
shit.
They had digital fur. Technology.
I don't know. But I think there should be no take backs. You put it out there, it should stay out there, and I got to see this version.
Absolutely. Well, reading the article, it didn't sound like too much had happened. So hopefully, I mean, it's not a Sonic the Hedgehog thing where they're going to suddenly come back with new cats. It just sounded like he wasn't pleased with his own fur follicles. And he couldn't
see that before he released it to millions of theaters.
You'd say.
I don't get it.
Sounded like he was in a rush, like he had just finished it last Sunday or something. I'm like, well, what? Why?
Why? He probably did.
Why? And why were they competing? Because it sounded like they were sad that Star Wars beat them. Well, what did they think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You're not going to beat Star Wars.
It cost them $100 million to make, and they still couldn't get it right. But hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, when you take that much time and money and those stars and all the stuff, you leave it be. Because it could turn into a cult classic. You never know.
It's going to be. It totally is.
And that's what they need to stop fucking with now. Is they've got this whole take back mentality from Sonic and everything else. That they just think they can fix it. Like, no, fix it. That's the quality of the cult classics is they're bad.
they just got shit on completely. There's no good reviews. It is what it is, folks.
Do you think you'll be going to see it?
I have to see it now.
Well, I mean, we have to see it.
But... I want to be part of the horror show, part of history. Mm-hmm. I have to see what's going on. So I know what they're talking about. I'm it's just, not good enough for me to go, oh, you said it's bad. I'm not going to go. No, I got to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just waiting on you. I'm not going to see it until you see it.
Okay.
Because I'm convinced it'll be free on Prime in like 2 weeks.
It probably will. With one of my 5 streaming services.
Exactly. It'll be somewhere. Because I just do not see them holding that movie over our heads and people actually renting it.
Hey, maybe the redo with the tweaks is going to be amazing. Who knows?
Taylor Swift as a cat cannot be amazing.
Yeah, but Judi Dench might be interesting.
I love Judi Dench.
But someone said there was something wrong with her. And in this particular scene, it looked like they forgot to add the hair on her. She was just like a block figure.
Perhaps that's the correction.
Like, so who knows?
We forgot to give Judy digital fur for 2 seconds. Gotta go back. Whoopsie.
You don't mess with the dame. Come on.
No. No. The one and only M from James Bond, Judi Dench. It's another thing you didn't know about James Bond.
I didn't know that.
Meanwhile, the audience is, oh God, not James Bond again.
I learned Jesus a lot. Shut your faces. I learned. So there.
I learned too.
I always learned something.
And I learned from Twitter, several people commented with their last seen James Bond movie, and it seems like everyone stopped watching around Roger Moore, like 84 or something.
Wow.
Which I agree, Roger Moore was not the best Bond. Some would say.
But he had a lot of movies, though.
He did.
Like, he had that role for a long time, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Just like Sean Connery. But I love me some Sean Connery.
I approve.
The question that's on all our minds, though. did you see Star Wars yet?
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
It's the boy's birthday, and we have reservations. We have reserved our seats. Row D in the center in our leather reclining chairs.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be seeing everybody. I'm so excited.
I am too. This sounds like such a good one. Like the
I heard, you know, but then I hear people, like the regular folks, like, it was the best.
Yeah. Yeah, regular folks are freaking out in a good way. Critics, I'm starting to doubt them more and more with each passing movie. They're saying it was shit. But from what I've read, because of course I can do spoilers. I love spoilers. I'm fine. That doesn't ruin anything for me. So I'm already pretty much up to speed on what's going on. And I'm very pleased with what I'm hearing.
I'm ready. It's going to be good.
I've got to wait until next week as well. So we're on the right track. So the next time we talk, people.
But I'm going to see it before you, though. So I have to like not tweet about it. I have to just be like, "Dee, oh my God."
Just tell me if it was everything you ever had hoped.
Okay.
And remember, well,
I don't even have expectations, really. I just want to, it's going to be a nice movie. I'm excited.
I just like to wrap it up. I'm glad that we've made it this far. We can put it away.
For more fun toys to come.
More toys to come there. We can move on to the Baby Yoda. We can move on
Yoda, yes.
Hopefully, I don't know if it's ever going to happen in this lifetime, but I really hope that they would make a bad guy movie of Star Wars. Like, there is so much dark side lore and storylines in the books and in the comics that would be so much more fun than these damn Jedi.
Yeah, well, you always have to have someone to save the day, you know.
Always.
You know, Disney does have the death and destruction at the start of every movie. So thank you, Disney. Everyone always, someone dies. The mother dies, always.
Do it well, yes.
maybe we'll be treated with doom and death in the first 10 minutes. I don't know.
Sounds like there's a lot of doom and death, so... we can't wait to hear about it. And if you are listening and you don't see it by the next show, we might have to put a spoiler alert there on the show. Because
spoiler alert.
I don't know if we can handle ourselves.
We totally can't handle ourselves. No. So it'd be like diarrhea of the mouth.
And perhaps we shouldn't. You know, we should never handle ourselves.
I don't even know how. How do you do that?
I can no
how do you
longer,
behave?
I can no longer handle myself. Okay. Oh, I did watch It Chapter 2 last night.
Oh, oh, congratulations.
What a...
When the hell did that come out?
A waste of time. That's exactly... It came out, it had amazing reviews, but yet nobody talked about it. Because probably the public hated it. Because I hated it. I wanted to shut it off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wasting my evening. It was really... I don't know. I kept looking at the reviews, looking back at the movie. I'm like, something does not add up here.
It's like, did we watch the same film? What's going on?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It was fine. But much like, a dog sipping coffee in a burning building. It's fine.
That's worse than having a shitty movie. If it's fine, it's fine. It's fine.
I guess I guess people liked it because it strayed from It, the original Stephen King It. With the, who was that? Fuck.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. everyone
you know,
out
that,
there
that guy.
Screaming it. Yes. Tim Curry.
Ah.
Was the original It, the clown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pennywise the clown, yeah.
I didn't know that.
You're learning once again.
I don't know a goddamn thing.
I'm starting to think so.
I know nothing. That's why I'm so happy. I don't know shit. I just kind of live in this fog.
Live in the fog. You come on the show. You learn. You go back to the fog.
Yeah.
That's kind of life. That's what happens with life. And probably most of our listeners. So, now, Tim Curry was Pennywise, which is why it was such a sacrilege to redo the movie. It didn't need to be redone.
Right.
And I guess maybe the only good thing is that they didn't redo it in the same way, so it was more story of the clown, but not really fun. There were aliens and I don't understand.
Aliens.
Yeah. Indians and aliens and spells and caves and meh.
No, they made it all complicated.
It was complicated. And then as usual, like the easy, spoiler alert, the easiest way to kill the monster was the last thing they tried, and that was it, and it was over.
Well,
and not even a horror movie ending with any hint that he was still alive. No, it is dead. We are not coming back with this movie.
D shuts the TV off and says, "That was fine.
That was fine.
That was fine. That's the worst."
In fact, literally, what I do, I shut it off and I say, well, okay. That was an interesting way to spend two and a half hours. Yes.
That's a long time for Vine.
Long time for Vine. Because the first one was good. The first It from last year or 2 years ago. That was okay. I enjoyed it. I didn't waste my life with that, but I wasted something with this.
That's, Go see Cats.
Go see Star Wars. Because
you're going to feel something, more hatred for life.
You're going to feel something.
You're not going to feel fine. Fine is kind of like indifferent to me. It's like,
That ends more like, well, instead of, well. It's all about the context there. That's us. That's leaving the theater. Well, what do we say about this fur technology?
It's very furry.
I just wonder how many furries are in the audience.
Raise your hand.
Yes, let us know if you're a furry out there, and if you're a furry going to watch Cats. I wonder what the furry community thinks of.
Oh, that's got to be somewhere out there.
I wonder if it's Googleable yet. And that's what I'm going to ask Google. What do furries think of? Oh, it already came up.
That's fast.
That's a new Cats movie. Here's a review. Yes.
That's fast.
That is very fast. and more about digital fur technology. I've never seen that word before in my life.
They're just trying to make it fancy. Get the hell out of here. Digital fur.
And this was like months ago before they even saw it, and they still didn't like the idea of it. Yeah, so furries didn't like that. Furries think the cats look bad.
Well.
Yep, that's all we've got so far. We'll have to keep our eye on this.
So the furries are disappointed.
The furries seem to be disappointed.
That's bad. That's bad. I want to see it.
Absolutely. The furry fandom is conflicted about cats. Furries respond to furry orgy in dumpster in Cats movie.
That's great.
Well, there you go. If you don't go for any other reason, Anne-Marie, you've got to go see the furry orgy in the dumpster.
In All right. The movie. I'm there.
And report back.
You know, what rating is this movie?
Probably not the right rating for an orgy in the dumpster. Cat's rating is PG.
Okay.
So, all's good.
Rental guidance is suggested.
It has a 1 star on Rotten Tomatoes.
Top voted tags for Cats. Cringeworthy. Unsettling. Awkward. Creepy. Disturbing. Bad acting. Terrifying. Gross and confusing.
I think I don't like it for the real reasons. Like, the actors, other than Judi Dench, and your guy, because you showed me your guy, and he is quite good looking.
Aha, uh-huh, see?
Yeah. But the others, like Taylor Swift and James Corden's in there, I don't like him. I don't like these...
Like they're trying too hard.
I don't like these people as people, so...
Yeah.
I don't even like them in Cats.
I could see that.
Do you have
Not
any,
good.
Have any words of the day for us today?
Oh, I got a notification before.
Because we're going to tie in some word of the day in the new year. Oh, we'll make it a
weyament.
Thing. Weyament.
Weyament is the word of the day.
And what is weyament?
It's abbreviation for wait a minute.
Oh.
When she saw his package, she was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's that big. Okay. Okay.
Now we know. Today,
this is from 2016.
Today's word of the day is weyament.
Yeah, they're kind of circulating, I guess, popular words. And then you get notifications.
You know, Sesame Street can do letters. We can do Urban Dictionary words. It's okay.
Bust a grumpy.
That sounds painful.
This is from 2004.
Oh. Never heard that before.
What? It's to have to go number two.
Oh. I see why that didn't last.
It goes on and on.
I'm sure.
Well, Urban Dictionary app, everybody.
Get the app. We'll not sponsored yet, but get the app.
And we'll... Sponsored by Urban Dictionary.
Today's word of the day.
although I like this one. Hell joint. A joint that's wrapped with Bible pages. Like, that's a thing.
Oh my God. Well, next week is our New Year's special.
Already.
It's the New Year's Nostradamus special.
Oh, Nostradamus. Okay, I'm excited.
Michel de Nostradamus will tell us what we can expect. If he's still turning out anything. I don't know. I don't know if that ended or what.
Yeah, when does it? Yeah, he didn't write everything forever.
It's kind of like that calendar that ended like a couple years ago.
And the Mayan calendar.
The Mayan calendar. You know, that ended their thing. So I don't know how long Nostradamus goes, but we're going to pick out some fabulous end of times, New Year's predictions.
All right.
Because
maybe we'll get
year,
some answers.
Every year is the end of the everything. doom. Doomy doom.
And it's, and he said it all.
He did say it all. He certainly said a lot. It's a little like Da Vinci. Da Vinci? Da Vinci. Yeah, Da Vinci.
Did Nostradamus write a whole book? Start reading it now.
Start reading it now. I'll get back to you in 2 years.
He did. The book was published in 1555. Hmm. All right. Start reading, D.
We'll start reading. We'll gather some details for next week.
Oh, look, he had a lot of kids.
Did he?
Let's find an ancestor on Twitter.
Yeah. If there is not a Nostradamus family member out there taking advantage of that lineage.
He had six kids.
Okay. That's not too bad for 1500s. Oh, he was born right before Leonardo da Vinci died.
Oh.
He didn't live very long. 66 to 1503. That's...
Yeah, that might have been old at that time, long. You know. Yeah. Well, there's a website, Nostradamus Facts for Kids, if you want to teach your children about him.
Because that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes, he died at 63, so that was pretty old for them. And he had a bunch of children. Okay, well, we have a lot to talk about that next week.
We do. I see already. Oh, my gosh.
More than we knew. So tune in next week to The Coffee House on Spotify or forculture.com or download some of our other great gems at juicedtalk.com.
Do it.
Do it to it. And we hope you watch Star Wars this week. We hope you have a good Christmas or whatever other holiday, the pretty lights that you're celebrating. Celebrate the pretty lights.
There's a lot of pretty lights.
Very pretty lights. So if you haven't yet, go out and see some pretty lights. They're pretty.
And if you squint, they're like really sparkly, whatever, you know. But although without my glasses, it all looks the same.
So I was about to say, just take off your glasses. And if you have astigmatism in your eye, you can actually see, you know, halos around them. And it makes it even
prettier.
That's me too. Yeah.
That's why the world is really awesome.
That is. It it does make the world a brilliant place with halos around everything, and and we can't see anyway, so everything is a blurred Christmas orgy.
Can't see a goddamn thing. Oh, depressing.
Depressing. Well, have another cup of coffee and
I need one.
Enjoy your day. Get one.
Do it.
Have a good day to all you out there. We love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
to
Christmas
you.
To you.
I love D.
And I love Anne Marie so freaking
so much.
So much.
For more shows by the artist D and Anne Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicedtalk.com. That's juicedtalk.com. This is For Culture Radio. Forculture.com.